Living in any city has its drawbacks. The noise, the smog, the inevitable congestion. Which is why many cities have places where residents can get away from all that, like parks or pedestrian squares. Or in the case of Beirut, Lebanon, a popular public beach. But those kinds of places are under threat from development in Beirut, as the world's Richard Hall found out.
For all its charm, Beirut can be a tough place to live. Ramla Al Baida Beach, in the west of the city, is one of the few public spaces where Beirutis can escape the smog and traffic. The old lifeguard tower is a little rusty, and the few shacks on the beach have seen better days. But people really love it here. How important is the beach to you?
It's my life, the beach here. It's my life. It's my life.
That's Adel. He asked for only his first name to be used. He's 59 years old and works in a bank. He and his friend Mohammed have been coming here for 40 years. They come nearly every day, and they have the bronzed, leathery skin to prove it. They even came during the Lebanese Civil War, when Israeli gunships were just off the coast.
Anywhere, if you want to play sport, you have to pay here in Beirut. But you don't have to pay here.
But at the other end of the beach, trouble is brewing. A large grey concrete skeleton of a building juts out onto the sand. Workers are busy with hammers and drills.
Is that the building in the distance that I can see there that's the problem?
Yes, that's it. I mean, as you can see, the building is exactly on the sand beach.
That's Mohammed Ayoub. He works for a non-profit called Nahnu, meaning we, which campaigns for the protection of public space in Lebanon. The building in question is the Eden Bay Resort. When it's finished, all 5,000 square meters of it, it will cater to Beirut's upper classes and wealthy foreign visitors. The entry fee will be unaffordable to most Beirutis.
The problem is that, you know, based on all international agreement and laws, and even Lebanese laws, and even the constitution of Lebanon, everything sand is public space. So it's strange to find someone who is pretending that he owns the sand beach.
I reached out to the developers, but got no response. Further down the coast, a popular picnic spot on the rocks was recently closed to the public. Across town, the largest and only substantial park in the city is under threat from plans to build a hospital. Even the city's downtown area is regularly closed off to the public.
The public space is the spirit of the city. I mean, it's where the city meets. It's where the children go and they play, where the young people go and do different kind of activities and develop their talents. Without public space, the people will be more stressful and bored and they will not feel that they belong to the city.
Ayoub says it was during Lebanon's 15-year civil war that ended in 1990 when all the coastal properties and public space were snapped up by war profiteers. Today, the laws protecting public space are rendered meaningless because of another problem, corruption. A little way down the shore, I find Ahmed, a 41-year-old English teacher, walking close to the waves with his wife.
Greed, it's what makes these places are rare to find. If you were, for example, one of the businessmen and you have the opportunity to make 1,000% benefit to you, are you going to say no?
Back on the volleyball court, Adel and Mohammed stare down at the construction site intruding ominously on their beach. They worry that the beach they have been coming to all their lives will be ruined by this and future developments.
If this building stays here, all the beach is gone.
This sense that the poor are being screwed over by the rich and powerful in Lebanon pervades every aspect of life. Ayoub sees the battle to save this little patch of beach as part of a bigger fight against the corruption of Lebanon's political class. They win some fights, they lose others. But he says they're making progress.
Of course we are winning, because if you went back 5 years ago before we start, nobody was talking about public space. And now everybody is talking about that. We don't need to win tomorrow, but of course in a long term, for sure, we will get our city back.
As I'm finishing up, Adel has left the volleyball court. I see him doing sit-ups at a pace a man half his age would struggle with. He's going furiously. He's facing the ocean, his feet dug into the sand for leverage, and when he rests, he gazes out at the water. For now, at least, he's making the most of it. For the World, Richard Hall, Beirut.
For some perspective, you can compare public space in Beirut versus Manhattan. We've got that graphic, plus photos of Beirut's last remaining public beach. They're at PRI.org.